Let's pray the congregational prayer. Eternal God, who was and is to come, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end of all things. Come to us now in visions and dreams, that our eyes may see more than they see, and our hearts may love more than they love. Make yourself known to us in this time of worship, for in you we live and move and have our being. Bring your kingdom here on earth, that all may know your glory and find the courage to face each day. We ask this in the name of the one who conquered the grave to bring us eternal life. Amen. Would you bow your head? Lord, you are so patient with us. You brought us through Easter when we rejoiced at the news of the resurrection and the reality of the empty tomb. When the memory of the Easter moment starts to fade, Lord, help us to be reminded that we are living in the Easter season, and continue to bless us with the power of resurrection. Help us to find room for your love and your presence in our places of work, in our homes, in our schools, and most importantly, in all those places we try to hide from you. Forgive us when we aren't always ready for you and don't always see you or feel your presence. And so we come to you, Lord, with all of our fears and doubts, our joys and sorrows, and our longings and dreams. We come broken, but willing to be fixed. We bring these things to you in hope that you will hear our prayers and respond to our cries. As we do, we bring to you those people whom we love and for whom issues of loneliness, pain, suffering, grief, and loss seem to abound. At the same time, and with the same assurance, we raise to you those who have reconciled with loved ones, who have survived tragedy and sorrow. Lord, we lift up our youth students who are taking the confirmation class. Cooper, Braden, Ella, Taylor, Turner, and Kellen. Bless them as they continue to learn about God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, church, worship, discipleship, and help them to grow spiritually as well as emotionally. We pray for those who need your constant healing mercies: Phyllis Murphy, Marge Wilson, Sarah Beth, Ann Harper, Carl Howell, Evelyn West, Deborah Freeman, and Alan Godel. We also pray for shut-in members as well as elderly members, for your loving presence upon them. For we ask these things as an Easter people in the name of the one who was raised that we might have eternal life. We use the words that he taught each of us to use in our prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.